This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Italy have decided to elevate their bilateral ties to a special strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in areas of trade, investment and new technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the announcement following delegation-level talks with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome today. In a press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the two sides deliberated extensively on enhancing bilateral ties.
पिछले लगभग साढ़े तीन वर्षों में मुझे कई बार प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेलोनी से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। यह भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग और सामंजस्य को दर्शाता है। उनके नेतृत्व में हमारे संबंधों को नई गति, नई दिशा और नया आत्मविश्वास मिला है। मुझे खुशी है कि हम अपने संबंधों को अपग्रेड करते हुए स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की घोषणा कर रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 provides a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties. He said both sides are working on establishing an India-Italy Innovation Center. He added that the India-Italy Defense Industrial Roadmap has paved the way for co-development and co-production of military hardware.
दोनों देशों के स्टार्टअप्स, रिसर्च सेंटर्स और उद्योगों को आपस में जोड़ने के लिए हम इंडिया इटली इनोवेशन सेंटर पर काम कर रहे हैं। हमारी सेनाओं के साथ साथ दोनों देशों के रक्षा उद्योगों के बीच भी सहयोग बढ़ रहा है। मैरिटाइम पावर्स के रूप में भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग स्वाभाविक है। हम मिलकर शिपिंग, पोर्ट्स मॉडर्नाइजेशन, लॉजिस्टिक और ब्लू इकोनॉमी पर काम करेंगे।
Mr. Modi also said both countries are united in viewing terrorism as a serious threat to humanity and noted that their joint efforts against terror financing have set an important global example. Speaking on the occasion, Italian Prime Minister stressed the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation in the Indo-Pacific region. Prime Minister Modi also called on Italian President Sergio Mattarella and held discussions on further expanding the bilateral partnership. Mr. Modi reached Italy yesterday on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and the UAE. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has stressed the need for heightened vigilance and foolproof security arrangements to ensure a safe, secure and fair conduct of the upcoming NEET UG re-examination. Mr. Pradhan said this while chairing a high-level review meeting with Central Security and Intelligence Agencies in New Delhi today. The NEET UG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held on the 21st of June. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully completed the final developmental trials of the unmanned aerial vehicle-launched precision-guided missile V-3, marking a significant achievement for the country's defence sector. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh termed it as a strategic milestone achieved towards Atmanirbharta in defence sector. The Gujarat government has extended its support to One Nation, One Election Bill. State's Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi stated this after Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election held discussions with a delegation of various political parties in Gandhinagar on the second day of its visit today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met South Korean Minister for Defence Acquisition Programme Administration Lee Yong-chul in Seoul. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said during the meeting, both sides agreed to harness the symbiotic efforts to create avenues for joint development, joint production and joint exports. Severe heat wave gripped northern and central India with temperatures breaching the 44-degree mark at several places today. The India Met Department has forecast severe heat wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the week. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the iconic Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in Jaipur, keeping their playoff hopes alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.